A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. For you do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'Whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath.' You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? And you say, 'Whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by the oath.' How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So, whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by the one who dwells in it, and whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it." The Gospel of the Lord. These are the first three of a series of seven woes that Jesus pronounces against the religious leaders of the Jewish community to which he himself belonged. And he's using here a prophetic formula that you can find elsewhere, especially in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, and in other prophets. If we think about many of the paintings of Jesus or many prayers that are very popular, he's almost always represented in a very different frame of mind from the one here. The concluding prayer at Compline on Wednesday begins, "Lord Jesus Christ, meek and humble of heart," which is an expression of what's probably the most widespread image of the Lamb of God. Well, you don't often hear of ferocious lambs, do you? But the note Jesus strikes here is one he struck on various occasions. Most memorably, I think, when he drove the money changers and the sellers of doves out of the temple. And there's nothing meek about him there. And yet we cling to our picture of him as gentle Jesus, meek and mild. You may have read J.D. Salinger's twin stories, Franny and Zooey. And in those stories, Salinger pinpoints the danger of sentimentalizing Jesus. Franny, according to her brother Zooey, more or less edits Jesus to her own taste. Zooey tells her she should be praying to Jesus as he was and not as she would like him to have been, which, according to Zooey, is a combination of their eldest much-loved brother, Seymour, of St. Francis of Assisi, and of Heidi's grandfather. Well, of course, to be fair, Zooey himself is doing some pretty drastic editing on St. Francis here. Francis wasn't just the man who preached to the birds and converted the wolf of Gubbio into a sort of community pet. He was also the man who preached and practiced absolute radical poverty. And that's not nearly so endearing an idea. But the fundamental point that Zooey's making remains valid. Jesus isn't always endearing. He's also an exacting master who demands much, much more of us than we are generally disposed to give. It's perfectly right that we should put so much emphasis on God's mercy and on his unfailing love. But it wouldn't hurt us, would it, to submit to a serious examination of conscience in the light of what Jesus is saying here? Really, to be honest, it does hurt. But it's worth it. It's worth it if it makes us better Christians, just as it's worth sometimes undergoing painful therapy to make your health better. So let's look again at these denunciations. Twice here in the passage that you've just listened to, and four more times immediately after this, Jesus calls the scribes and Pharisees hypocrites. What he's saying, in effect, is that they don't practice what they preach. These are people whose conduct should be exemplary. These are people who've made a public commitment to their faith, who've made it the very basis of their lives, of their profession, and then have betrayed the ideal. They're hair splitters, nitpickers, whose casuistry makes it impossible to live in accordance with the law that is with a capital L. They get hung up on detail to the point where they no longer see the overall picture. They're so intent on the gold of the sanctuary that they miss the whole point of the gold and of the sanctuary itself, namely that they are just pointers to God, indications of God's presence. Well, I suspect we're all, at least sometimes, in danger of making the same mistake. How often do we let ourselves be carried away by the symbols of our faith, what you might call the optional extras, and forget that God is present everywhere and always, and that, yes, he's a hugely demanding master, but he's one who'll never fail to catch us when we fall, as long as we learn to admit that we are falling. So, this is the moment to set aside our hypocrisy. Let's not be blind like the Pharisee. Let's open our eyes to the truth about ourselves, and the truth about the Lord.